Today we begin with two texts.
今日我哋会用两篇嘅经文嚟开始。
Our first text is taken from Gospel of John, chapter 10.
我哋第一篇嘅经文咧系取自约翰福音第十章。
Gospel of John, chapter 10, starting from verse 27 to 30.
约翰福音嘅第十章二十七至到三十节。
John chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand.I and the Father are one.
约翰福音十章二十七至三十节，呢个系主耶稣讲嘅。我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。我与父原为一。
What important words from the mouth of Jesus, our Lord.
呢一番话咧系主耶稣口中所出一番非常重要嘅话。
Our second text of the day is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 10, also.
我哋第二篇嘅经文咧系喺罗马书，同样系十章。
Romans 10, verses 9 and 10.
罗马书嘅十章九至十节。
Verse 9.And if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Verse 10. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation.
罗马书十章九至十节。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
Once saved, always saved is a popular doctrine in many churches.
在很多教会里面有一个非常普遍的教义，叫做一次得救，永远得救。
The majority of churches in England, more than half, believe in the doctrine once saved, always saved.
其实在英国里面，大部分的教会，你可以说超过一半的教会，是相信这个一次得救，永远得救的教义。
The people who teach the doctrine claim that these two passages we just read prove that once a person is saved, he is always saved.
咁嗰啲提倡呢個教義嘅人咧，就宣稱頭先我哋所讀到嘅呢兩篇經文，就係證明咗當一個人係得救之後咧，佢永遠都係得救嘅。
Today we want to understand what once saved, always saved means。
今日咧，我哋就想去深入了解一次得救、永遠得救係咩意思。
And secondly, we want to understand whether once saved, always saved is a right interpretation of the Bible.Or is it wrong?
咁第二咧，我哋想去睇下个一次得救、永远得救咁样对圣经嘅理解咧，系咪正确定系错误嘅咧
？There are many people who have written books on this doctrine.
咁有好多唔同嘅作者都写咗关于呢个教义嘅书籍。
Today I've chosen just one among many. The title of this book is called "Once Saved, Always Saved," and it's written by a respectable pastor in England.
咁今日我只系选咗其中一个作者嘅著作。呢本书嘅题目咧就系、是、一次得救，永远得救。咁系由一位英国好受尊重嘅一位牧师所写嘅。
The writer's name is R.T. Kendall。
咁呢个作者就系叫做 R.T. Kendall。
To understand what it means to say once saved, always saved, I'd like to read to you two quotations from this book.
咁我哋要去明白一次得救、永遠得救係講緊乜嘢咧？我今日選取咗其中書裡面嘅兩段話同大家分享。
I quote from pages 19 to 20。
咁我首先引用咗係喺第十九至到二十頁。
Quote: Whoever once truly believes that God raised Jesus from the dead and truly confesses that Jesus is the Lord will go to heaven when he dies. No matter what work or lack of work may accompany such faith.
任何一个真心相信神是叫耶稣从死里复活，亦都承认耶稣是主的人呢，当他死了之后就可以去到天堂了。咁无论佢嘅信心啊有冇任何嘅行为，或者佢嘅行为系点样都好。
And now, page 47 of the same book. Being saved is an irrevocable gift from God. It is an unchangeable possession. It cannot be changed in this life, not to mention in the age to come.
咁而家我哋睇下，同样喺呢本书嘅第47页，救恩或者得救啊，系神送出嘅礼物。絕不會收回的，這個是神所賜的位置，是不會改變，這個位置在今生不會改變，那更加不用說是將要來的世代了。
Now this very popular doctrine claims to find support from Romans 10 verse 9 to 10。
那這個很受歡迎的教義就宣稱是有聖經的支持，就是在羅馬書的10章9到10節。
If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Once a person makes the decision to believe, then God has given the person guarantee of eternal life.And that guarantee of eternal life will not be taken back.
这个保障，这个永生，只要一个人曾经相信这一切刚才讲到的东西，那神就保证他会有这个永生了。将来在天堂有一个位置，这个保障一定不会收回的。
Whether you can go to heaven or whether you'll be condemned to hell depends on only one thing. Whether you believe that Jesus was raised from the dead,And you confess him as Lord.
咁究竟你系要去天堂定系去地狱咧？只系在乎一个条件啫，就系佢相唔相信耶稣系被神叫佢从死里复活，并且你口里承认佢系你嘅主。
No matter what work accompanies such faith.
无论你嘅行为点样样都好。
This makes me recall the story about my friend's father.
咁咧，呢个令我谂起我有位朋友嘅父亲。
Let me for convenience call this man Mr. Lee。
咁为咗方便起见，我就称呢位父亲咧李先生。
My friend is a Christian。
咁我嘅朋友系一位基督徒嚟嘅。
A long time ago, she invites her father to an evangelistic meeting。
咁喺好耐之前咧，我呢位朋友就邀请佢嘅爸爸参加一个大型嘅报道会。
After about an hour of preaching the gospel, the preacher calls the crowd to accept Jesus as Savior and asks those who are willing to stand up from their seat and asks those who are willing to stand up to come forward to the podium.
咁大概有一个钟头嘅正道嘅时间啦。咁呢位讲员咧就呼召啦，大家去接受主耶稣为你嘅救主。咁亦都邀请嗰啲愿意嘅人咧企起身，然后就请佢哋去行到嚟呢个台前。
And the preacher himself and a group of assistants would pray over each person。
咁呢位讲员佢自己同埋一啲帮手嘅人员咧，就逐个逐个为佢哋祷告啦。
And each person is told that God has accepted them。
而每一位听到他们说神已经接纳你了。
Eternal life is guaranteed because you have made a response to the gospel.
你的永生已经是有保障有保证，因为你已经对福音作出这个回应。
On this basis, you are now saved from hell.
在这个基础上面，其实你现在已经被拯救脱离地狱。
You are now children of God.
你依一刻就成为神的儿女了。
And then Mr. Lee goes home.
咁然后李先生就翻屋企啦。
The daughter feels very happy about her father.
咁个女当然好开心啦，佢爸爸做出嘅决定。
When the weekend comes, my friend asked father to go to church with her.
咁但系到咗周末嚟啦，咁我呢位朋友就邀请佢嘅爸爸同佢一齐翻教会。
To her surprise and disappointment, the father just sits there and refuses to go.
但是令到我朋友好惊讶，亦都非常之失望嘅咧，就佢爸爸就坐喺度， 就拒絕跟佢翻教會。
Why that? Why? The father doesn't say anything. He simply wouldn't go to church.
咁點解咧？個爸爸就冇去解釋，佢就係唔想去教會咯。
1 week passed, 1 month passed, 1 year passed. Mr. Lee never goes to church. Would never consider receiving baptism in the church.
一個禮拜過去，一個月又過去，一年都過去啦。李先生從來都冇去教會，咁更加唔會考慮去接受洗禮啦。
Has Mr. Lee confessed Jesus as the Lord by walking to the front? Do you think?
咁大家認為李先生當佢行去台前嘅時候，佢係咪已經去承認耶穌為佢嘅主咧
？We have no way to ascertain whether Mr. Lee truly believes that God raised Jesus from the dead. What we know for certain is that he goes to the front.
咁其實我哋並冇方法好肯定去證明究竟李先生係咪相信神叫耶穌從死裡復活嘅，但我哋可以好肯定咁知道就係當時佢有行到去台前。
It's not an easy thing to stand up and admit that you're a sinner.
其實淨係要從你嘅座位起身去承認你係一個罪人咧，已經好唔簡單啦。
Although we don't follow this practice here in this church, if at the end of this talk, I ask you, admit that you're a sinner, to stand up. Have you got the courage to do so? Would you?
雖然咧，我哋教會咧就唔會去有咁樣嘅做法。咁如果假設喺我講完呢篇信息，我同樣係邀請大家去企起身去承認你係一個罪人，唔知道你又會唔會咁做咧？你會唔會咁做
？If I ask further that you would come to the front and I'll pray for your eternal life, would you have the courage to come forward?
咁如果我再進一步邀請你啦，你可以嚟到台前，我為你去禱告，等你可以得到永生，你又會唔會有勇氣咁做咧
？Mr. Lee did that.
李先生就有咁做啦。
On that basis, can we say that Mr. Lee has been saved from hell? Is eternal life guaranteed for him then?
咁喺呢個咁嘅基礎上，我哋可唔可以就話李先生已經係得救啦，佢唔會落地獄啦？咁永生又系咪已經有保障咧
？But why doesn't Mr. Lee attend the church？
咁但我哋要問啦，咁李先生又點解唔去教會咧
？But you have become a children of God. Why don't you follow your daughter to go to church？
你已經成為神嘅兒女啦，咁點解你唔跟你個女去教會咧
？What about baptism？ What about the instruction from the Bible？
咁仲有洗禮又點咧？仲有聖經要俾我哋指引咧
？Now I have no way to find out what Mr. Lee thinks in his heart.
咁我就冇任何方法可以知道究竟李先生當時心裏面係點諗嘅。
But then, according to this doctrine, whether or not Mr. Lee is saved depends only on one thing, that is, he believes God raised Jesus from the dead, and not on receiving baptism or even attending church.
但係最少根據呢一個咁嘅教義咧，其實李先生係唔係得救，只係在於一樣嘢嘅啫，就係佢願唔願意相信神係已經叫耶穌從死裡復活啦。咁究竟佢洗唔洗禮其實係冇關係嘅。
Perhaps what Mr. Lee thinks in his heart is this: If I have done the only thing that is required of me, why should I attend church？
可能當時李先生佢心裡面係咁諗嘅。咁如果我都做咗唯一對我嘅要求，保證我有永生嘅呢個要求，咁我又點解要翻教會咧
？You know, it's not easy to stand up in front of people. You know,
大家都知道啦，要喺咁多人面前企起身係好唔容易。
I actually walk to the front in front of people.
我仲要喺咁多人面前行到去前面。
And I received that prayer.
然後我接受咗嗰個禱告。
Will he be saved in the end if Mr. Lee afterwards sins and stays in sin？
咁如果李先生喺咁样接受咗呢个祷告之后，佢就犯罪啦，并且继续停留喺佢嘅罪里面，最终佢会唔会得救咧
？But this is a very sobering question to ask。
咁呢个系一个好叫我哋要去思考嘅一个问题。
Well, let me quote a third time from the same book. This time, pages 50 to 51。
咁而家让我再一次引用同一本书喺50至51页。
What if a person who was truly saved falls into sin, stays in sin, and is found in that very condition the moment he dies?
咁如果一個人佢曾經真係得救啦，但係佢又再次落入罪，並且繼續堅持喺罪裡面， 在死的一刻都仍然是这样的状况，他究竟会不会得救呢？
Will he still go to heaven in that condition?
在这样的情况下他还可不可以去天堂呢？
The answer is yes. If he was truly safe in the first place, yes.
答案是肯定的。如果他当初是真正得救的，他是会上天堂的。
But if he was not truly safe in the first place, then no.
但如果他当初其实不是真正得救呢，那他就不会上天堂了。
If a person falls into sin 10 years later, and if he was truly saved, he will repent.
如果人在信主之后，十年之后，他又犯罪，但因为他当初是真正信主，他就会得救的，因为他是会悔改的。
If the person does not eventually repent, it only shows that he was never truly saved in the first place.
但是如果这个人到最终都不悔改，那只是证明了他当初并不是真正得救的。
Now, my knowledge of the story about Mr. Lee is limited. I have no way of telling whether Mr. Lee done something very wrong and sinful after that day.
咁我對於李先生佢嘅故事其實所知道嘅都有限嘅啫，咁我就唔清楚喺嗰日決志信主之後有冇去犯罪啦。
But suppose the person was truly safe in the first place and then sins and stays in sin, what if 10 years later the same person repents? Does it show he was truly safe in the first place now?
但是我们假设一个人信主得救之后，他又去犯罪了，还要继续在个罪里面，如果十年之后这个人悔改，是不是就证明了他当初是真正得救的呢？
But suppose 10 more years later the person falls into sin again and doesn't repent. Now, does it show he was not truly safe in his first place?
咁我哋又假設啦，再過咗十年，呢個人又犯罪，而且唔願意悔改，咁係咪就代表啊？而家又證明佢當初其實唔係真正得救嘅
？When would he know he was truly saved in the first place? Would people have to wait till the person dies to know for sure?
咁究竟呢個人點先可以知道佢當初係咪真正得救呢？咁唔通我哋就係要等到嗰個人死咗啦，我哋先可以好肯定咁知道？
I mean, when just before the person dies, if he repents, then it shows all along he was truly saved, is it?
咁系咪就系话，当一个人啊啱啱喺死之前咧去悔改，咁就证明咧其实佢一生人里面佢真系得救嘅。
If before the moment he dies, he refuses to repent, then it shows that all along he was never truly saved.
咁但系又假设嗰个人喺临死嗰时啊唔愿意去悔改。咁唔通咁又证明佢原来一路以嚟咧都唔系真正得救嘅。
This kind of logic simply won't work. This kind of reasoning cannot be right, can it?
咁样其实系唔合乎逻辑嘅。咁样嘅推论应该系唔啱嘅，系咪啊
？This way, no one can have assurance that he is saved.
如果系咁样去推论咧，咁其实冇人系能够真正啊对自己嘅救恩系有确据嘅。
It is a very bad thing to live in constant uncertainty or fear.
咁要长期咁活喺呢种唔肯定或者恐惧里面咧，系非常之唔好。
It is important for believers to have the peace of God guarding their hearts and their minds.
对于信徒嚟讲咧，好重要就系要有神嘅平安去保守佢嘅心怀意念。
How can you be sure?
咁你又点样可以去肯定呢？
What does the Bible say?
圣经又是怎么说的呢?
Well, let us come back to Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 to 10.
那我们回来罗马书10章9至10节。
The way one saved, always saved teachers interpret this text is like this.
那一次得救，永远得救，这个教义是怎样去解释这段经文呢?
Any person can be saved if he does two things. Number one,Truly believe from your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, and two, confess with your mouth, that is in public, Jesus is Lord. We ask whether this is what this text says.
咁任何一个人咧都可以得救嘅，佢只系需要做两样嘢嘅啫。第一，佢要真正从心底里面相信耶稣已经从死里复活。 第二叫口里承认耶稣是主，意思就是在众人面前去这样去承认。那我们就要问了，这个是不是就是这段经文所要讲的呢？
If a person walks to the front, does it mean he already confesses Jesus is Lord?
那一个人这样走到来台前，是不是就代表他是承认主耶稣是他的主呢？
Although walking to the front in front of many people takes courage,What the Bible means by confessing Jesus as the Lord is much more than that.
虽然要在众目睽睽之下咁样行到嚟前面咧，真系要有好大嘅勇气嘅。但系圣经入面啊，讲到承认耶稣为你嘅主咧，佢嘅含义就远远超过头先所讲咁样啦。
At an evangelistic meeting, the preacher normally says, "Jesus died for your sins." The preacher would ask people to accept Jesus as Savior.
而主耶稣就为到你的罪而死，跟着那个讲员就会邀请大家你去接受主耶稣为你的救主。
What is being emphasized is the sacrificial death of our Lord Jesus. But what is emphasized here in the Bible is the resurrection of Jesus, not his death.
他们所强调的就是耶稣这个牺牲，他为我们死。但是这段经文看到入面强调的却是复活这方面，是神叫到耶稣从死里复活。
What is emphasized, I repeat, is Jesus' resurrection, not his death.
所以我让我重复一次，在经文里面所强调的是耶稣的复活，并不是他的死。
Why is the practice different from the Bible?
为什么他们这样的做法是跟圣经是很不同的呢？
Because it would be useless if Jesus has died and never risen from the dead.
因为如果耶稣只是死了，但是都没有复活，那对我们就没有任何益处。
But if Jesus was raised from the dead, Jesus is alive today, and God has appointed him Lord.
但是如果主耶稣是从死里复活，即是证明主耶稣今天都仍然活着，而神呢是立他为主。
Jesus can only be Lord overall if he is alive today.It's useless to believe in a dead Jesus, and let Christianity not be built upon a dead Jesus.
主耶稣啊，即除非佢今日真系活着，佢先可以系主啦。如果佢相信一个已经死咗嘅耶稣，又有咩用呢？但愿基督教唔会系建基喺一个已经死咗嘅耶稣身上。
If the person only believes Jesus died for his sin, but not sure whether Jesus was raised from the dead, then what happens?
如果一个人只是很深信耶稣是为他的罪而死，但又不是很肯定耶稣是否复活，那会有什么事发生呢？
To not believe in one's heart that Jesus is alive is not enough to be saved.
如果一个人不是从心底里面真正相信耶稣是活着的，那其实他是不会得救的。
But if the person says to himself, I believe, I truly believe God raised Jesus from the dead, is he saved then?
咁但系又假设呢个人猛咁同自己讲，我相信主耶稣系已经复活啦，咁系咪就代表呢个人得救呢
？No, we are people of this modern world. You know, it's not easy for you, for me to believe in the supernatural, is it？
咁但系我哋都系现代人啦，对于我哋嚟讲，要相信啲咁嘅超自然嘅事情系好难嘅。
Although to believe God has the power to do the supernatural is not easy.What the Bible means is much more than that.
咁虽然相信神有能力去行一啲我哋睇为超自然嘅嘢咧，系唔容易，但系其实圣经要讲嘅咧，仲远远超过咁样。
When we read the Bible, it is very important to read its context. Verse 9 is a part, is an extension of something that goes before.
当我哋去睇圣经嘅时候咧，非常重要就系要去明白佢嘅上文下理。其实这个第九节是上文的一个延伸，那第八节其实就是它的上文了。
Verse 8, But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching.
罗马书十章的第八节是怎么说呢？这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信主的道。
Do you see the word mouth and heart in verse 8?
你们见不见到第八节所讲的口和心呢？
Besides mouth and heart, we also see the word the word.
但除了口和心，我们都见到这里讲到主的道。
What does it mean?
那这个什么意思呢？
At least we now know why the writer mentioned the mouth and the heart in verse 9 and 10. Because the writer is thinking about verse 8.
咁最少我哋就明白點解九至十節咧又會提到個口同埋個心啦。因為其實作者啊，佢心裏面係諗緊第八節入面嘅內容。
And what is the word in verse 8? From verse 5 to verse 7, we know the answer.
咁而第八節呢度講到主的道又係指乜嘢咧？從第五至到第七節咧得到答案。
To save time, I only read in English.
咁為咗節省時間咧，我係會用英文讀出。
For Moses writes that the man who practices the righteousness which is based on law shall live by that righteousness. But the righteousness based on faith speaks thus. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. What the writer is saying is what Moses has written for the Jews a long time ago.
咁其實作者喺呢度所講嘅係指到摩西喺好多年前已經寫咗俾猶太人嘅一番話。
And then from verse 5 to verse 8, a certain text from the Hebrew Bible is being quoted. So the Apostle Paul quotes from the Hebrew Bible to point out that Jesus is the fulfillment of that text. God's word, God's message has come in the person of Jesus.
咁然後由第五至到第八節咧，其實係引用自《生命記》呢本書。咁所以保羅咧，其實係引用緊摩西五經嚟證明主耶穌就係呢一番話嘅一個應驗。神嘅話、神嘅道咧，已經臨到就係藉住主耶穌佢呢個人。
And therefore, to be saved, we must believe God raised Jesus from the dead and confess Jesus is Lord.
所以如果我哋想得救咧，我哋一定要相信神已經叫耶穌從死裏復活，並且去承認主耶穌係我哋嘅主。
But to find out what the Bible really means by this, let's turn to the source, Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 14. The words of Moses to the people of Israel.
咁為咗明白呢段聖經究竟講緊乜嘢？让我们翻翻去这段原话，就在《生命记》第三十章，在《生命记》的三十章第十一至到十四节，就是摩西对以色列人所讲的一番话。
Verse 11: For this commandment which I command you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach for you. It is not in heaven that you should say,Who will go up to heaven to get it down for us? Make us hear it, that we may observe it. 13. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, Who will cross the sea for us to get it for us and make us hear it, that we may observe it? 14. But the word of God is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may obey it.
生命记三十章十一至十四节。我今日所吩咐你的诫命，就是刚才讲到主的道，不是你行难行的，也不是离你远的，不是在天上，使你找到藉口地说，谁替我们上天取下来，使我们听见可以遵行呢？也不是在海外，令到你有藉口地说，谁替我们过海取了来，使我们听见可以遵行呢？这话却离你甚近，就在你口中，在你心里，使你可以遵行。
Moses is speaking to the people as Yahweh's spokesperson. He's speaking to them about God's commandment, God's instruction and teachings.
咁喺呢度咧，摩西系代表紧 Yahweh 去同以色列人讲呢番话。佢就系同紧以色列人去讲到神嘅诫命。佢一啲教訓指引
，telling them that now they have been included in a covenant with God, how they should conduct themselves, how they should live.
就話俾佢聽咧，佢哋而家進入咗同神呢個永恆嘅約之後啊，佢哋應該點樣行事為人咧
？The point here is God's instruction has come to the people through Moses. They can't say, "Well, we don't know what you want." There is no excuse.
咁喺呢度要表達嘅咧，就係。神嘅教導係藉住摩西臨到呢班以色列人，佢哋唔可以話：，我哋唔知神嘅要求係乜嘢，係唔會有藉口嘅。
Let us continue to read verse 15 to verse 20, a very important passage.
咁我哋繼續去睇第十五至到二十節一段非常重要嘅經文。
15. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity and death and adversity.
看啊，我今日将生与福、死与祸陈明在你面前。
In that I command you today to love Yahweh your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments, his statutes and judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that Yahweh your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess.
16節，吩咐你愛Yahweh你的神，遵行他的道，緊守他的戒命、律例、典章，使你可以存活，人數增多。耶和華你神就必在你所要進去的為業的地上賜福與你。
17. But if your heart turns away, and you will not obey, but are drawn away, and worship other gods, and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish.You shall not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess.
17節，倘若你心裏偏離，不肯聽從，卻被勾引去敬拜侍奉別神，我今日明明告訴你們，你們必要滅亡。在你過約旦河進去得為業的地上，你的日子必不長久。
19 and 20I call heaven and I call earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving Yahweh your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him.For this is your life and your length of your days, that you may live in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give them.
19-20 我今日呼天唤地向你作见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。请爱Yahweh你的神。听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他。这样你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许所赐的地上居住。
There are two situations, two outcomes: blessing or curse, life or death.
呢度睇到有两个情况，两种嘅结果：生或者死，福或者咒诅。
God's requirement for salvation is explained very clearly here. To love Yahweh our God with our heart, soul and mind. To obey what he says and to hold fast, to cleave to our God.
神对于救恩的条件的解释是很清楚地在这段经文解释，就是要尽你的一切，尽心、尽性、尽意地去爱神，去遵行他的话，去捉紧他，专靠他。
Verse 17 and 18 says, If the people of God turn away, the hearts being drawn away, they shall surely perish.
第十七至十八节咁讲，如果佢嘅子民转离，佢哋嘅心偏离咗佢，唔肯去听佢咧，咁佢哋系必要灭亡嘅。
What solemn words! What great promises!
系几咁严肃嘅一番话嚟，但系亦都系几咁丰富嘅应许喺度。
Well.Let us return to the book of Romans chapter 10.
咁我哋而家翻翻去罗马书嘅十章。
What is the point, Apostle Paul quoting Deuteronomy chapter 30?
咁究竟使徒保罗去引用生命记三十章系有咩意思咧
？The writer wants to tell us that someone greater than Moses has already come. Jesus Christ is Yahweh God's appointed Lord.
保罗系要话俾我哋听，有一位比摩西啊更加大嘅已经嚟咗啦。主耶稣基督就系耶和华所立嘅主。
If Moses has brought words of God to Israel, Jesus has brought Yahweh's final word for Israel and for mankind.
如果摩西啊都可以将神嘅话语带俾以色列民，主耶稣系将耶和华俾人类最后嘅呢番话、呢番指引教诲去。
There are two situations, two outcomes: blessing or curse, life or death.
咁你睇到有两个情况，两个嘅后果：祝福或者咒诅，生或者死。
In order to have God's blessing of salvation, The writer says one must believe from the heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and confess publicly Jesus is Lord.
如果你想得到神呢个救恩嘅祝福，作者话俾你听，你必须从心底里面去相信神系叫耶稣从死里复活，同埋要喺众人面前承认耶稣系你嘅主。
But what does this mean?
但究竟呢番话系咩意思呢？
You see,the words we read from verse 9 and 10, we observe these words are very terse in a condensed manner. Not much explanation or elaboration are given here.
我们在罗马书十章九至十节看到的这番话是非常精炼的。在这里作者就没有详细地去解释这番话是什么意思。
When there is no elaboration on something important, it shows the writer has already explained himself earlier on.
如果作者并没有任何更多的解释，那我们知道作者当然是在第二已经解释了。
Here we see the importance of searching for the context to read the Bible.
咁呢度我哋再一次睇到咧，当我哋睇圣经嘅时候，系必须要去睇清楚上下文。
To determine the correct meaning of a certain text, the whole book, the whole document must be read. To take a text out of context leads to error.
要好清楚咁判断一段经文嘅意思，其实全本书啊呢个上下文你都需要去了解。如果你断章取义，咁一定会带嚟一啲嘅谬误嘅。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6. We'll read verse 4.
可以一齐翻去前几章嘅第六章，罗马书六章第四节。
Therefore, we have been buried with him, that is Jesus, through baptism into death, in order that, as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so too we might walk in newness of life.
所以我们藉着洗礼归入死，和他就是指到耶稣基督一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督藉住父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Didn't I just tell you? What the writer does not explain in chapter 10, he explains here in chapter 6.
我剛才不是剛剛跟大家講過嗎？作者在第十章並沒有過多的解釋，其實因為他在第六章這裡已經很清楚地去
It has to do with baptism, with what will happen to the person when he is truly ready for baptism.
是跟浸禮有關的，跟一個人當他真正準備好去接受洗禮這一方面是有關的。
If baptism is true, the person will be made a new person by God.
如果他的洗禮是真的真正有效的，那他一定会成为一个新造的人。
But there is a condition, requirement. Let's read verse 5.
但是是有一个条，有一个要求。那我们一起看第五节。
For if we have become united with Jesus in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
In order for baptism to be powerful and meaningful, in order a person will be made a new person by God, the person must become united with Jesus, firmly connected to Jesus in the likeness of his death. And that is Paul's language of describing repentance.
如果洗礼是要有能力有效的，一个人要能够成为神里面一个新造的人，这个人首先要跟主耶稣去联合，是跟主耶稣紧紧的相连，去仿效他的死。其实这个就是保罗他用的语言去指导一个人去悔改。
Deciding to die to one's old life of sin.
就是向旧的这个有罪的生命去死去。
Well, the requirement is explained further in verse 10 and 11. Let's read 10 and 11.
咁呢个要求咧喺第十至十一节咧就有更详细嘅解释。喺第十至十一节。
For the death that Jesus died, he died to sin once for all. But the life that Jesus lives, he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
他就系指到耶稣啦。他死是向罪死了，只有一次。他活是向着神活着。这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
In order to become united with Jesus, person must commit himself to live all his life for God, as Jesus did.
咁一個人呢，要能夠同主耶穌基督聯合呢，佢要將佢嘅生命交託俾神，一生都係向神而活，正如耶穌基督佢一生都係向神而活。
Step by step, we are slowly coming to understand what it means to believe God raised Jesus from the dead and to confess Him is Lord.
咁我哋慢慢咁一步一步開始明白，究竟乜嘢係代表我哋從心底裡接受耶穌基督咧，係從死裡復活，同埋去承認佢係我哋嘅主。
What the Apostle Paul writes here is nothing different from what we just read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. To love Yahweh your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your energy. To obey His voice, holding fast to Him all our lives.
其實保羅喺呢度寫嘅嘢咧，係同生命嘅入面所講嘅係一模一樣嘅，就係要盡心、盡性、盡力咁樣去愛耶和華你嘅神，聽從佢嘅聲音、佢嘅話語，一生去專靠佢，緊緊嘅依靠佢。
And then read on to verse 12 and 13. Such a person would offer his whole life as an offering to God, if the person is really raised from the dead like Jesus.
咁如果你仲有時間繼續去睇到十二至十三節咧，如果呢個人真係好似耶穌基督一樣啊，從死裡復活嘅話，咁樣嘅一個人，佢會將佢整個生命獻出，好似一個祭物咁俾神。
Let me just read to you in English, 12 and 13.
我用英文同大家讀第十二至十三節。
And therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey its lusts.And do not go on presenting your members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as alive from the dead, and your members of the body as instruments of righteousness for God. Let me summarize. To believe God raised Jesus from the dead and to confess Jesus as Lord means this.
让我去总结一下。相信神叫耶稣基督从死里复活，同埋口里面承认耶稣是主咧，其实系咁嘅意思。
We must believe Jesus is alive today. Yahweh God has appointed Jesus Lord over all, over me.
首先，我哋一定要相信主耶稣今日系活着嘅。神咧已经立主耶稣为主，系万物嘅主，亦都系我自己生命嘅主。
To confess him as Lord involves repentance, baptism, commitment to obey Jesus' teachings, and a decision to offer your whole life to God joyfully.
承认耶稣系我嘅主咧，其实包含咗首先要去悔改嘅洗礼。跟随耶稣基督的教训，同埋一生都系好喜乐咁去将整个生命献俾神。
This is what confessing Jesus as Lord means.
呢个先系口里承认耶稣系主嘅真正嘅意思。
I've got only a few minutes before I close.
咁喺距离我哋结束今日信息只系剩低几分钟。
I began today's talk from John chapter 10. I must come back to it before we close.
我今日開始嘅時候咧，係用咗《約翰福音》第十章呢段經文，咁我亦都想喺結束嘅時候再一次翻翻嚟呢段經文。
John chapter 10 verses 27 to 30。
約翰福音十章廿七至三十節。
Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them. They shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand."My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand.
约翰福音十章二十七至三十节，呢个系主耶稣讲嘅。我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。我与父原为一。
What important words from the mouth of Jesus, our Lord. The way teachers of once saved, always saved understand this important text is like this. Eternal life is a gift from God. Once the gift is given, God will never take it back.
相信一次得救、永遠得救嘅教師係點樣去解釋呢段經文呢？ 永生咧系神俾人嘅一份礼物，一旦呢份礼物送出咗啦，神系绝对唔会收翻嘅。
Anyone who has received the guarantee from God will not lose that guarantee. People who truly have received eternal life will never, finally, eternally lose it again.
咁任何一个已经接受咗呢份从神嚟嘅呢个永生嘅保障咧，系永远都唔会失去。真正接受咗呢个永生嘅礼物嘅人咧，系永远都唔会再一次丢失呢份礼物噶。
I have due respect for my fellow ministers, fellow pastors. Compared to them, I am but an insignificant preacher of the Bible. But I must say that this is a mistaken assumption that we must avoid.
我當然其實係從心裏都敬重每一位牧者啦。咁同佢哋相比，我只係一個無名嘅一位傳講神話語嘅人。但係咧，我都要好清楚咁話俾大家聽咧，頭先咁樣嘅一段解釋啊，係一個錯誤嘅假定嚟嘅。
From the first page to the last page of the Bible, we know God's gift of eternal life and God's protection is not unconditional. Man has our responsibility to fulfill.
我哋從聖經嘅第一頁一直到最後一頁咧，都可以睇到神俾人永生嘅禮物。同埋保護啊，絕對唔係無條件嘅，人都有佢該盡嘅責任。
A correct reading of this text should be like this: What Jesus is emphasizing here is God's promise, the promise of precious eternal life, the promise of God's protection once eternal life is given. God and Jesus will protect His people to the end.
要去一個正確咁去理解呢段經文咧，應該係咁樣。主耶稣在这里强调的是神宝贵的永生的应许，也是神给人的保护，一旦他已经将永生赐给我们，神和主耶稣都会去尽心地去保护他的子民。
They are most powerful. They are most determined to protect. God our Father and Jesus our Lord are dependable. They can be trusted totally.
他们是满有能力，最有能力，他们也是决心要去保护我们。神，我哋嘅天父同埋主耶稣，我哋嘅主咧，系好值得信赖嘅。我哋可以完全嘅信靠依赖佢。
But there is a condition, there is a requirement to be protected.
但系要得到呢份保护咧，都有条件要求。
No external forces can snatch God's children from His hands.
其实呢段经文讲到嘅咧，系冇任何外界嘅能力、外界嘅因素啊，可以将我哋从神嘅手里面夺去。
But we ourselves, being free, can choose to remain or to leave God's hand. God's hand, so to speak, is not a clenched fist that one cannot escape from. This will be go against the basic character of God.
但是我们作为有自由意志的人，是有权去选择想留在神保护里面，还是我们要去离开祂的保护。这里讲到的神的手并不是没有任何人可以逃脱的，如果是这样去理解，就完全和神的性情是违反的。
To have God's protection and eternal life, there is responsibility to fulfill.
那要得到神这份保护，其实都有我们人要尽的责任的。
That's why you cannot read verse 28 and 29 without reading 27.
所以呢，我们不可以只是去读28、29节，又不去看上文27节的。
Jesus says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
主耶稣这里就讲到了，我的羊呢是会听我的声音，而且他们会跟从我的。
And let's turn quickly to John chapter 15.To save time, I ask Grace to read verse 1 to verse 6.
咁我哋而家又好快翻到約翰福音15章啦。咁為咗節省時間咧 ，Grace 會用中文去讀嘅，第一至到六節，15章一至六節。我是真葡萄樹，我父是栽培的人。凡屬我不結果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡結果子的，他就修理乾淨，使枝子結果子更多。現在你們因我講給你們的道已經乾淨了，你們要常在我裡面，我也常在你們裡面。枝子若不常在葡萄樹上，自己就不能結果子。你們若不常在我裡面，也是這樣。我是葡萄樹，你們是枝子。常在我裡面的，我也常在他裡面。這人就多結果子，因為離了我，你們就不能作什麼。人若不常在我裡面，就像枝子丟在外面枯乾，人拾起來，應在火裡燒了。
The people of God must remain in Jesus, firmly connected to Jesus.
神嘅子民一定要喺主耶稣里面，即系话要保持一份同耶稣基督好紧密嘅联系。
If we don't, we will dry up, and there will come a day God will throw us away and burnt. Mark the words of Jesus.
如果我哋唔咁样做咧，我哋一定会枯干。有一日咧，神就要将我哋抌埋一边，而且咧系要被烧毁。大家请留心主耶稣呢番话。
Without turning to your Bible to save time, let me and Grace read to you from Romans chapter 8.
为了节省时间，大家不需要翻开，我们会为大家读出罗马书第八章。
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? God who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will God not also with him freely give us everything?
既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能敌挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword? In all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Because I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor any depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is found in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为我深信，无论是死，是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
No external factors, no external forces can snatch us out of the hand of God and out of Jesus.
没有任何外界外来的力量或者因素可以将我们从神或者主耶稣基督的手中夺去。
Except ourselves.This long list of dangers does not include ourselves.
除了我们自己，刚刚读完这么长的一些不同的危险，并没有包括我们自己个人的固执。
Let us turn to the book of Jude, right in front of the book of Revelation. This is the book of Jude.
我们最后回去犹大书，就是在启示录的前一本。
The book of Jude, verse 20 to 21.
猶大書第二十至廿一節。
But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
親愛的弟兄啊，你們卻要在至聖的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己，常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
And finally, verse 24.
最后在廿四节。
Now to God, who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of His glory, blameless and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty.And authority before all time and now and forever.
24節，神能保守你們不失腳，叫你們無瑕無疵，歡歡喜喜站在他榮耀之前。咁第廿五節就咁講，願榮耀、威嚴、能力、權柄，因我哋嘅主耶穌基督歸於他，從萬古以前並現今，直到永永遠遠。阿門。
How can a person be sure he is saved?Is it once saved, always saved? What does the scripture say?
一个人究竟怎样可以很肯定他是得救的呢？是不是真的一次得救，永远得救呢？究竟圣经又是怎样说呢？
The Bible says you can be sure you are saved if God's Spirit Himself tells you you are. You know you are saved when God's Spirit tells you in your heart that you are. That's the only assurance you would need. That's the best certainty you can have.
聖經告訴我們，如果聖靈親自告訴你，你是得救，你可以很肯定你是得救的。這個就是你唯一需要的一個確據，這個也是最好的你能夠有的一份確據。當聖靈告訴你的心知道你是得救的話，那 你就很清楚你是得救。
At that moment, you will know such peace, such quiet assurance that God and Jesus love you, God approves of you.
在这样的时候，你内心会有这份平安，很安静，但是很确实的知道，知道神和耶稣都是深爱着你的。
All this will happen when you do your part. Remain firmly connected to Jesus, the foundation, and God's Spirit will let you know.
这一切是必然会发生的，只要你愿意做好你的部分。就是你自己需要紧紧的跟主耶稣相连，主耶稣就是我们最稳固的根基。而神的灵一定会让你知道。
In other words, if you do your part, if you keep yourself in their love, God and Jesus will keep you strong to the end.
换言之，如果你做好你的部分，如果你保守自己在神和主耶稣的爱里面，那神和主耶稣一定都会保守你，一路去坚强，直到最后。
Isn't this what we read in Jude?
这个正不是我们刚刚在犹大书所读到的吗？
20.Build yourself up in the faith.
在二十节讲到，你要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
How can a person be built up in the faith if he doesn't even attend church?
如果一个人要在真道上造就自己，去建立他这个生命，他不去教会又怎么可能呢？
Praying in the Holy Spirit all the time.
这里也讲到要常常在圣灵里面祷告。
Keep yourselves in God's love, waiting for the appearing of Jesus Christ. 24.If you do this, God is able to keep you safe right to the end.
21节讲到保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永。咁24节就话俾我哋听啦，如果你愿意咁做啊，神系绝对能够保守你唔失脚，一路直到最后。
On that day when Jesus appears from heaven in the glory of God, our Father, we will have such great joy and celebration.
在那一天，当耶稣要在神的荣耀里面再临的时候，我们一定会是欢欢喜喜的去迎接。
It's been a long lesson today, but it will take time to explain something correctly. On such a big issue, we must take time to present the evidence.
今天是一个比较长的一个信息，但是当我们要去很清晰地去解明一些重要的事情，都是需要时间。我们也需要花时间去将一切证据给大家看清楚。